Honorable members, guests and colleagues, I now call this meeting to order. I would hereby like to welcome all the members to this first meeting of the Standing Committee on Appropriations. On behalf of the Secretary to Parliament, this meeting has been convened to elect the chairperson and also to consider the committee's draft program for this term. I wish to indicate that it gives me great pleasure to welcome you all to this meeting. My name is Darren Arends. I'm the committee secretary for this committee. I've been serving in the committee for the past 8 years, and my role today is to conduct the proceedings for the election of the chairperson in terms of Rule 158 of the Rules of the National Assembly, 9th edition. On Friday 28th, June, a notice calling for this meeting was distributed to all the members as per the names for the in the ATC. This rule states that the secretary must call a meeting of the committee within 5 working days after the names of the members of the committee have been announced. And then after the election of the chairperson, the successful member will preside at the meetings of the committee and perform all functions assigned to the chairperson as per the rules of the National Assembly. Seeing that the committee forms a quorum, I would like to outline the procedure that are going to follow during the election process. The procedure will be as follows. I will call for a nomination and a seconder from the floor. For record purposes, when participating in the process, members are asked to please to introduce themselves. If there is only one nomination, no voting will take place and the person nominated will be declared as a chairperson. If there is more than one nomination, the names of the nominees will be put to a vote by show of hands. At the end of the vote, the nominee with the majority of votes will be declared as the chairperson. Members will only be allowed to vote once. I will now proceed to call for nominations for the position of chairperson of the Standing Committee on Appropriations. Are there any nominations? Honorable Member Kaiso, recognize.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. My name is Polisile Kaiso, the whip of the majority in the committee. I would like to submit the name of the Honorable Sifiso Buthelezi as the chairperson of the subcommittee on standing committee. On Standing Committee of Appropriations. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, sir. Is there a seconder for this nomination? Yes, Honorable Member.
Thank you very much, and good morning to everybody. My name is Masipa Kotlaradi Khale. I hereby second the name of S. Buthelezi as the chairperson of Standing Committee on Appropriations. Thank you.
And then, Mr. Buthelezi, do you accept the nomination?
Morning, sir. Yes, I accept the nomination.
Thank you, sir. Any other nominations? Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Darren Arends. Thank you very much. I don't know all the members individually. I mean, I've seen the names on the faces, but I'm not sure individually. Because we have not introduced ourselves. But nevertheless, I'm Dennis Joseph from the Democratic Alliance, and I would like to nominate myself as the chairperson of this committee.
Thank you, sir. Is there a seconder to this nomination?
Thank you, Mr. Arends. My name is Ashwell Sarapin. I'm also a member of the Democratic Alliance, and I would like to second Mr. Joseph's nomination.
Okay. Honorable members, the following members have been nominated to serve as chairperson of the Standing Committee on Appropriations. It's Mr. Sifiso Buthelezi and Mr. Dennis Joseph. I now put the nominations to the vote. I put the question that Mr. S. Buthelezi be chairperson of the Standing Committee on Appropriations. Those in favor, please raise your hands.
Okay. My understanding is common practice that the second nominee comes up first.
I don't really see a problem with us starting with Mr. Buthelezi. Can I please ask the honourable members to indicate those in favour of Mr. Buthelezi serving as chairperson? Thank you. Those members in favour of Mr. Dennis Joseph serving as chairperson? Thank you. Mr. Buthelezi, this honourable member.
Can we just note the abstention of the EFF?
Okay. Mr. Sifiso Buthelezi, having received the majority of the votes, is hereby declared as chairperson of Standing Committee on Appropriations. Congratulations, Mr. Buthelezi. I will now ask you to please take your seat as chairperson.
Good morning, honourable members. thank you, Mr. Arenzo, for organising the meeting. And I would like to thank the committee for giving me the responsibility that you have just given. And I think what's also good that there was democracy at play. That should always try and exercise that. So I welcome the Mr. Joseph standing as a candidate. We should always ensure that we don't just speak democracy, but we practice it. Thank you very much. honorable members and all who are present here, you are welcome. And I would again like to thank you very much, honorable members, for the responsibility you have just given to me. I'm definitely looking forward to working with all of you in ensuring that we carry our constitutional responsibility to the best of our ability and without fear or favour. I realize that honourable members who have been part of this committee in the previous parliament, which I think is a plus to the committee, it will ensure that there's continuity and we don't start from the blank check. But I'm looking forward to working with all of you and welcome the staff and the support staff and everybody who's here. Looking forward to good working relationship. Perhaps let me start where Mr. Joyce started. Let us ask, are there any apologies? Any apologies? No apologies. Thank you. I think let's start there. Why don't we just try and introduce ourselves so that we should know who's in the in the committee, the name and the party that you are coming from. Why don't I start here?
Thank you very much, Chair. Good morning, colleagues. My name is Oscar Masarona Matafa. I'm representing the African National Congress. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and congratulations on your new responsibility as the Chairperson of this committee. I am Masifa Kotlaradikhale. I am representing Limpopo Province, and I am a member of the African National Congress.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is, let me start by indicating that I am Mr. Not Miss. Mr. Zola Zembo Mlenzana from the African National Congress.
Good morning, colleagues. My name is Elizabeth Tipuo Peters, a member of the African National Congress, and I would like to take the opportunity to congratulate Mr. Sifiso Buthelezi for his election into this position. And good luck.
Good morning and congratulations, Chairperson. My name is Peter St. Kenneth Morolong. I am an alternate member to this committee. I am representing the ANC.
Good morning, colleagues. My name is Policy Lekaiso. I represent African National Congress. I also want to take this opportunity and welcome the newly elected chairperson of the committee. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Ashwal Sarapen, and I'm a member of the Democratic Alliance.
Good morning, Chair. My name is Dennis Joseph. Good morning, Chair. Good morning, all. My name is Dennis Joseph, Democratic Alliance.
Good morning, Chairperson, and good morning, colleagues. My name is Rosina Ntsipana Komani. I'm representing the Economic Freedom Fighters.
Morning, everyone. Morning, Chair, and congratulations on your new responsibility on Chairperson. My name is Natasha Ntlangweni. I'm one of the returning members in this committee. I served about in it for about 2 years or so of my last term. And hopefully we can work great together as a team, as we have done with the other chairpersons and committee members. We don't only flag the party flag, we flag the South African flag most times. So I hope we can continue doing that. Thank you very much.
Good morning, everyone. Muletsane Muletsane, EFF.
Thank you, honorable members. I can't agree more with honorable Ntlangwini that what is primary here is the country flag. In any case, we are all looking for delivery and following up on the promises that would have been done. So it can only serve all of us if
Thank you very much, Chair. My apologies for the interjection. I just want clarity, Chair, maybe in terms of the members of the committee. On the draft agenda, I see only two EFF members, but the introduction has led us receiving three introductions from the EFF. I just wanted clarity in terms of the number of EFF members that are supposed to be in this committee. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. According to the ATC dated 28 June, Mrs. Ntlangwini is the permanent member in the committee. Ms. Komane has been allocated as an alternate member. So there's one permanent EF and one EFF and one alternate.
Thanks, Chair. I think the member can also just check on the rules. The rules does permit, even if he's not a member of the committee, but the rules can permit him being here because he is a member of parliament. So we can bring anyone so long they don't have a voting authority, but they can be here. It's well captured in the rules.
Thank you for that clarification.
Thank you.
I was saying I couldn't agree more with the Honorable Dlamini about us having the same responsibility here and one focus to ensure that there is delivery and what would have been promised on the budget as soon as is done. So I think there's very little room for disagreeing and raising organizational and party flag. But I don't say then you must cease to be your parties. But what I'm saying is that I think there is more in terms of what unites us than what divides us, especially in this committee. Having allowed the honorable members to introduce themselves, I know there's a support staff that we are having here and some of the issues that we deal with. For me to complete that, I would also request them to introduce themselves. Thank you. You mentioned your responsibility and where you come from. Thank you.
Morning, members and other colleagues. I'm Melia Orlandi. I'm from the Parliamentary Budget Office. And we are actually established to assist specifically this committee.
Good morning, honourable members and colleagues. My name is Dumisani Changes. I also come from the Parliamentary Budget Office. Thank you.
Good morning, honourable members. My name is Siraj Mohammed. I'm also from the Parliamentary Budget Office. Thank you.
Morning, honourable members. My name is Cindy August. I'm PLO for the Ministry of Finance.
Good morning, honourable members and colleagues. My name is Mungana Tau. I am the unit manager responsible for all committees supporting finance, appropriation, and economic clusters, nine in total. Thanks.
Good morning, honorable members and colleagues. My name is Pelelane Dlomo, the acting content advisor for this committee. Thank you.
Good morning, Chairperson and honourable members. My name is Felicia Lombard. I'm the Principal Communication Officer for this committee.
Good morning, members and Chairperson. I'm Nomfo Sekhaso, the Committee Assistant for the committee.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, Chairperson. Greetings, Chairperson. Greetings, honourable members. My name is Musa Zamisa. I'm a researcher to this committee. I've been with the committee for the past 8 years. I'm looking forward to a productive working relationship. Thank you.
Thank you, honourable members. I think in the process we'll get to know the names. We've just received an apology from Honourable Nkwangwa from the UDM, and we'll note that apology. Honourable members, ladies and gentlemen, can I refer you to the agenda? Agenda item number 5, consideration of the committee's draft programme for term 1 of the 6th Parliament. Can I get an indication that you are all having that draft document? Thank you. If we can quickly just go over it, let me just preamble the proposed program by saying that if there's one thing that we don't have, it's time. So you'll see that it's quite pressed, and I'm told this is a committee which is usually having very pressed programs. But this one is even more pressed than the other one because of obvious reasons that we have just come back from the election period. So there is a proposed program. Obviously, today is the 2nd of July. We are considering the business of the day. So I think let's start looking at Wednesday, which is tomorrow. Is the whole day program from 10 to 1800 hours. And there is briefing by National Treasurer on the following. 1, fourth quarter expenditure report for the 2018-2019 financial year. That will be between 10 and 1300 hours. And then from 1400 hours to 1800 hours is a 2019 appropriation bill. And then on Thursday, the proposal is, again, it's a whole day affair. It's the induction of committee members which focus on the following. One, presentation by the committee support staff on the committee's mandate, rules and procedures, and committee's legacy report and budget process. That will be between 1,000 hours and 1,300 hours. Mm-hmm. And then between 1,400 hours and 1,800 hours, it will be the overview of the support provided to the committee by the Parliamentary Legal Services Unit, Parliamentary Budget Office, and the Financial and Fiscal Commission. That will be between 1,400 hours and 1,800 hours. That's Thursday, the 4th of July. And then we go, that's next week on the 9th of July, 2019. Between 1,000 hours and 1,300 hours, we'll be having a briefing by Parliamentary Budget Office on the 2019 Appropriation Bill. That will take place at M514 Marks Building. Honourable members, please acquaint yourself with these venues. I still get lost, so don't be ashamed to ask anyone you come across in the passages where these buildings are. And then on Wednesday, the 10th of July 2019, between 10 and 1300 hours, it will be the briefing by the Financial Fiscal Commission on the 2019 Appropriation Bill. Again, that will take place at M314 Marks Building, purpose to process legislation. Tuesday, the 16th of July 2019, between 10 and 100 hours and 300 hours, it will be the public hearings on the 2019 Appropriation Bill. And it's noted there that in Parliament and based on the submissions received, I'm told by the Secretary that you have already made invitations for that. Advertisements have already been made. we'll see in the course of the week whether we are receiving any. And that will again take place at M315 Mass Building. Again, the purpose will be to process legislation. Friday, the 19th of July 2019, between 9 and 1100 hours, it will be the consideration and adoption of committee's report on the 2019 Appropriation Bill. That will take place again at M315 Marks Building. The purpose again to process legislation. And then on the 23rd of July 2019 on Tuesday, it will be debate in the National Assembly on the 2019 Appropriation Bill. It is noted there that this includes the consideration of committee's report, first reading debate, consideration of budget votes and schedules, and second reading debate. And then from the 29th of July, it's noted, is constituency period. So that's the proposed program, honorable members. Is there any, would you like to make any comment on the program? Can we adopt the program? Comment? Is there a comment? Yes.
thank you, Chair. The comment would be going with what you were about to propose.
Okay. So can I then call for the adoption of the program? Yes, Honorable Joseph.
Just for clarity, Chairperson, thank you. I think what is very important is the times. Because
yeah,
we've noted with the previous emails there's an half an hour change maybe on times.
Yeah.
So it's important if there's confirmation of this meeting or for the minutes or the program, that the times is very important. If we either know it's 11 or 11:30, because we also move between other meetings as well.
Yeah.
So I just would appreciate that. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you so much, Honourable Member. I think once we adopt this, we will have to stick to times. because people will start making plans based on the times that we have just proposed. So I think, Mr. Ren, we will stick with this time. Not unless there is a major thing which members will be obviously informed if there are any changes, but that's what you're adopting. Can I move for the adoption of the program which is going to guide us in this term? Honorable Zona?
Thanks, Comrade Chair. In the light of your preamble, I move that we adopt this program as is, as a working document. Thank you.
Seconded. Honorable Peter?
Thank you, Chair. I second Honorable Lenza.
Can you proceed? Yeah. Thank you, Honorable. Can you proceed on the basis of this program? Thank you. Thank you very much. Mr. Renza, any announcements? There are no announcements and no correspondence, but again, thank you very much, honorable members. This takes us to the end of this meeting. Thank you.
It's an appropriation on NCOP. Are you going to use that document?
No, you can have it.
Yeah.
Have it.
But are you not putting in appropriation?
Who is it so?
But then you are sitting in the line. Okay, she's going to give you another one.
Who?
She's going to give you another
one.
Is
the information the same?
It's the same, it's appropriation. It's the same. You can sit in any committee in Parliament. You are a member of Parliament. Mm-hmm. You can go to any committee, but if you want to have voting, like the permanent member. So you can be a member. Yes. If I'm not here.
Thanks for having that. I was thinking about you sometime last week and I wanted to call you late after hours for something, for certain information. Now that I've got your card, it's a blessing.
I've got two left. Let me.
You can give it to them. I was fighting at the induction for more resources and then they stopped. Because they don't have resources, these people. Did they at least increase your resources?
Not yet. In fact, we've been operating without the directive now since in the September. Yeah. But hopefully you guys will appoint a new directive.
Yeah.
Madam Tlanguini.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Don't run away again, please.
No, I'm going to run away.
Please don't run away again.
I'm going to run away. I'm also in trade as well.
In trade and
industry? Yeah, but I have a passion for that more than the
That's what we tried last time, it didn't work.